you, whoever is out there, you government people, you health authority people, you radical leftists, you don't have the right to tell me what to do. Period. Hi, I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and this is my pledge that I will defend myself against any forced vaccination. I will not accept any mandatory vaccine. I do not consent, and I claim ownership over this physical body. And I encourage each of you watching this to make your own pledge, make your own statement. Maybe it's I do not consent, or a medical choice, or health freedom, however you want to say it. Record a video, post it on Brighteon.com or anywhere else that you're allowed to post it these days, and state the obvious that we own our own bodies and that it's our choice whether we want to be injected with some experimental chemical cocktail that the dishonest anti-human drug companies came up with and bypassed most of the safety testing and got emergency shortcut approval from the FDA. If you want to be injected with that, you're insane. But that's your choice. You know, if you want to commit suicide with the coronavirus vaccine, I can't stop you. That's your choice. But for the rest of us, we assert our ownership of our own bodies, and we do not consent to any forced vaccine. Even further, what's the best way to say this? I assert my right to self-defense against assault with a deadly needle. So if you are trying to assault me with a vaccine, whether you work for the government or FEMA or, I don't know, some hospital or whatever, if you're trying to assault me with a needle that contains a potentially deadly or injurious substance, I assert my right to defend myself against that assault using my right to self-defense that is, of course, well described under Texas law and the laws of the United States of America. I assert that right to defend myself against the risk of serious imminent injury, harm, or death. So in the same way that I can defend myself with, you know, a Glock or a SIG pistol or whatever against somebody who's attacking me with, let's say, a baseball bat, which is a deadly weapon, I can also defend myself against an assault with a deadly needle, because vaccines do, in fact, kill people. That's admitted by the government itself through the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. That's vaers.hhs.gov. I'll put it on the screen for you. Children are killed. Adults are killed. People are killed every year from vaccines. So vaccines are, in fact, a deadly weapon. They cause injury. They cause death. And we do not have to consent to being assaulted with a deadly weapon. Furthermore, I also do not consent to any mandatory mask requirement. And I say this even as a scientist who is considered pro-mask in terms of your personal choice. I know that masks can work to prevent the spread of infectious disease, but they should not be mandated. They could be strongly suggested. They could be, you know, there could be social pressure to say, hey, why don't you wear a mask? Individual shop owners could exclude people who aren't wearing masks. That's their right. That's their private property. But masks should not be mandated because the government has no right to force you to wear something. If the government wanted to force you to wear something, then, you know, let's say some future President Joe Biden could demand that all men wear bras because he wants to push the LGBT agenda. Does that mean that you have to wear a bra if you're a man watching this because the government says you have to, because it's necessary for inclusiveness and diversity? No. They can't make you wear things, not even a mask. They can't. I'm sorry. That's not acceptable. So I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not taking a vaccine shot. And I'm not following any insane lunatic government mandates that violate my body sovereignty and individual right to assert health freedom. And I encourage you to join me in this statement. Post your own version of this. Put it on Brighteon.com. Maybe you'll get banned on YouTube.com for merely asserting your right as a human being. But understand that these statements here that I'm sharing with you are pro-humanity, pro-human rights. This is a human rights effort here. In fact, you should call, if you're going to call naturalnews.com anything, Natural News is a pro-human rights independent news publisher. We support human rights, human dignity, human divinity, and the right to choose whether you want to be injected with medicine or not, or a deadly weapon or not, or, you know, wear a mask or not, or wear a bra. I don't care. If you're a cross-dresser, go for it. That's your choice. I'm not here saying that you can't wear a bra, or if you're into women's underwear, you know, romping around your house at night and you're some like freaky guy who likes to wear women's underwear, that's your choice. It's not my place to tell you you can't do that. You just can't make me do it. You see, that's the difference. You can't make me do that. No way. No, thank you. Probably would be uncomfortable anyway. It's not worth even trying. So I'm going to wear what I want to wear, and I'm going to use the medicine that I want to use. You, whoever is out there, you government people, you health authority people, you radical leftists, you don't have the right to tell me what to do, period. Your right to mandate things ends basically like right outside your mouth. You can say it, I don't have to follow it. And if you try to assault me, I will defend myself. And that's just a simple rule. So let everybody understand that's the case. So be careful what you push. Be careful what you demand. Be careful what you assert out there if you are a tyrant who thinks that everybody should do what you tell them to do. We, the people, we have the rights and the ownership over our own bodies, and we will decide what we wish to do with those bodies. There's a principle that maybe somebody should run for president on right there. We assert the right to health freedom, and we shall never be forced to take chemotherapy, to take a vaccine shot, to wear a mask, or to do anything that we don't choose to do. So that's what I'm leaving you with today. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the publisher of naturalnews.com and the founder of brighteon.com, where you can probably find some cross-dressing videos of people wearing bras, dancing around. Who knows? Because it's a free speech platform. So anything goes there as long as it's legal. That's not illegal. People can do that. Go for it. Knock yourself out is all I'm saying. Do what you want to do. Just don't tell me what to do. Thanks for watching. This video was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.